With good tight spin. Here's a 3-2. And that fastball's outside, ball four. Lugbauer draws the first walk issued by Henley. One on, one out on the top of the second. The game is tied at one as the two teams have swapped home runs early in this game. And the batter's a right-handed hitting left fielder Daz Cameron. Think about that slider by Henley. Got the good downward bite, that sharp bite, to which is designed to dive underneath barrels, bat barrels. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Strike on the outside corner to Daz Cameron. And the count is 0-1. The Astros have had a lot of success at souping up fastballs, and they hope to do that with Henley. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1 to Cameron, hitting 125 in the early going. Fastball foul back, and it's 0-2. And they're hoping to improve the shape and spin on Blair Henley's fastball. But again, changeup is clear to the last pitch. They're hoping that he can elevate that to at least be an average offering. Right now it's below average. Here's the 0-2 to Cameron. He checks his swing, and it's a called third strike. It's not a called third strike, but the first base umpire, Ray Patchen, says he swung. It certainly didn't look like Cameron's bat went very far around, and he looks pretty disappointed as he walks away. Four strikeouts for Henley, and he's only faced seven hitters. And in a 1-1 game in the top of the second, here's Las Vegas right-handed hitting third baseman Brett Harris, who's batting eighth. Henley has kind of an upright delivery, which draws mixed reviews from scouts. Fastball sinks in low, ball one on Harris, hitting 111, 1-for-9 so far with one RBI. That straight up, upright kind of delivery helps him stay on top of his breaking pitches and creates some downward plane. Pitches inside, a changeup, 2-0. He didn't always stay on line to the plate in college when he pitched for the Texas Longhorns, though he threw more consistent strikes in his introduction to pro ball. They're hoping he can build off some of the momentum so to advance quickly, potentially a back-of-the-rotation starter. Pitch misses again. It's 3-0 on Harris with Lugbauer at first and two outs, and Max Muncy, who had a big night last night, on deck. But they know that Henley's control needs to improve, no question. 3-0 pitch is a strike, 3-1. But they believe, the Astros believe, that the pieces are there to be a mid-rotation starter. Does have some deception with the high three-quarters delivery. He lands a little bit cross-body. There's a fastball foul back, 3-2. But not a lot of effort in that delivery. Kind of a nice, smooth way that he comes forward and delivers the ball. Well, the full count and two down. Lugbauer will be on the move from first, being held on by Cabbage. He's got a short lead, but he'll be running on the pitch. 3-2 stretch. There he goes. Harris takes it outside, ball four. Second walk of the inning, second walk of the game, issued by Blair Henley. Two on, two out for Max Muncy. Muncy was pretty quiet in the brief series at home opening up the season, just the two-gamer with the one rainout against Reno. But last night, Muncy jumped up. He had two singles and a double, went 3-for-3, stole a base, drove in a run, scored twice, and was hit by a pitch not once but twice. Batting ninth. He batting ninth again, looks at a strike, 0-1. Max Muncy. Lugbauer at second, Harris at first. Henley stretches, a look back at Lugbauer. Now he works the plate on the 0-1. Breaking ball, swung on and fouled off. That was a good slider. Muncy got a little bit of it, fouling it off the mitt of Cesar Salazar. 0-2 is the count. Esteury Ruiz is on deck. The pitch to Muncy. Max swings, rolls it up the third base side foul. It was jammed on a fastball that time. And the count stays 0-2. I'm talking to Fran Reardon today, this morning. He believes that Esteury Ruiz will be a nice addition. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called. Threw a good slider front door. Started off inside, broke over the inside corner. So Henley has struck out five in just two innings. Strikes out the side in the second, but he did give up a home run to Tyler Soderstrom. One run for the Aviators to tie the game. One hit, no errors, two left. And at the end of an inning and a half, Las Vegas and Sugar Land are tied at one.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, John.
Yes, Steph?
It's Tuesday, and we're still selling lots of cars.
Of course we sell lots of cars. At Findlay Toyota, we make purchasing a car super easy. From the moment the customer arrives, they are greeted by our amazing staff. Or if it's service they need, one of our top-notch service specialists will take over and manage their repair from start to finish in our state-of-the-art facility. Also here at Findlay Toyota...
Yeah. Of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
Rolling to the bottom of the second inning with a 1-1 game. Russ Langer here from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas. And we're in the bottom of the second inning. Pedro Leon leading off. For the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, pops one foul back into the play, strike one, 0-1. So Beto allowed a home run to Quincy Hamilton, the first man he faced in the bottom of the first. Issued a walk but got out of it, and it's a strike on Leon hitting off to a 4-17 start. Nearly going, no homers, three batted in, right-handed batter, open stance, takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. And last night's opener, Leon played center field. He's in right field in this game, been moved from the 7th to the 6th slot. After doubling twice in last night's game at four bats and also walking, stealing a base, scoring a run, and driving in a run. Pedro Leon from Cuba. Slider, high fly ball, shallow left center, Ruiz and Cameron. Ruiz makes the call and makes the catch. A good pitch right there from Beto. He made Leon swing at his pitch. Will pop fly to shallow left center. Ruiz grabs his first put out of the game. And the batter Cesar Salazar. If you're the Las Vegas Aviators, you're really glad to have Esteury Ruiz for as long as he'll be here, and who knows how long that'll be. There's a changeup for a strike to the left-hand hitting catcher Salazar, 0-1. Ruiz was in the San Diego organization. The Aviators played a series in El Paso against the Padres' AAA team, the Chihuahuas. Pitch one is inside, 1-1. And Ruiz was a madman. Hitting line drives, doubles, home runs, running the bases like a lunatic, making great plays in the outfield. I mean, he was a one-man band. Pitches a fly ball to shallow center. On the dead run is Muncy from short, and the ball plops in between Muncy and Ruiz. A little flare. And Salazar, a little dunker right there. Young man from Hermosillo, Mexico, plops a single in there. That is the second hit for Sugar Land. A little flare. Fell in, little Texas leaguer, and the DH, C.J. Stubbs, who caught in last night's game and was 0 for 2 but walked three times and drove in a run. Stepping up now, Stubbs from San Diego, 10th round pick by the parent Astros in the 2019 draft. The pitch, fastball below the knees, ball one, 1-0 on C.J. Stubbs. Stubbs looking for his first hit in the early part of the season. One ball and no strikes. Want to thank Bronswell Patrick for joining us in the pregame show today. Here is the pitch. Foul back. One ball and one strike is the count on C.J. Stubbs. Bronswell Patrick, been around baseball a long, long time. It's funny, he pitched in the big leagues for Milwaukee. He pitched in the minors for some teams. He pitched in Mexico. He's coached in several places. Here's the 1-1 on the pitch. Grumble back up the middle to the bag at second. Diaz picks it up, steps on second for one, throws to first, wide of the bag. great play by Tyler Soderstrom to catch the wide throw and apply the sweep tag on C.J. Stubbs to complete the double play. Bad throw by Diaz to the home plate side of first, and Tyler Soderstrom with Cirque du Soleil acrobatics to lunge to his left, grab the ball in the webbing of his mitt, and tag Stubbs going by. 4-3 double play the hard way. At the end of two, Las Vegas and Sugar Land are tied at one.
In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. At Great Clips, we save your haircut details and clip notes, so every member of the highly skilled team knows exactly how to create your signature look. And with our easy-to-use app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. It's the confidence of a great haircut delivered by a team you trust. Download our app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
The Land Rover Defender story began with the simple thought to create an exceptionally capable off-road vehicle. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, General Manager of Land Rover Las Vegas. Today, the Defender builds on a legacy of over 70 years of manufacturing one of the most recognizable and respected vehicles on the planet. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at lrlv.com.
Great cities are built on strong foundations. The skilled members of Laborers Local 872 never stop building. From the asphalt on our roads, the concrete in our buildings, the solar fields powering the economy, and everything in between to work safely. Laborers Local 872 is modernizing the Nevada workforce and building a global city. The future is union strong.
Greetings from just outside of Houston, Texas, in Sugar Land. A 1-1 game after two. The Aviators in search of their first win of the year. They had a lead late in last night's series opener, but they saw it get away. And then they tried to come back in the ninth. Carlos Perez with a pinch hit, two-run home run to make it a one-run game. But the game ended when Brian King was able to get Drew Lugbauer to ground out with the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second. 1-1, top of the third. And the starter for the Space Cowboys, Blair Henley, delivers. Breaking ball, a little outside, ball one to Esturi Ruiz, the aforementioned, who struck out on three pitches to open up this game. But quite a talent he is. Here's the 1-0 on the way. He squares to bunt and looks at ball two. Third baseman Whitcomb charging in that time. But Ruiz, the real deal. From the Dominican. Made his big league debut in 2022. Pitch missing, and it's 3-0. He was with San Diego at the time. Also played for the Brewers. And last year, he set the American League record for stolen bases for a rookie. He stole 67 bases last year. He just took ball four, so don't bet against him trying to run. That is the third walk issued by Henley, and he's only faced 10 hitters. The batter, Hoy Park, who bounced out to short his first time up. Ruiz actually drafted first by Kansas City back in 2015. He was only 16 years old. All right, here is Hoy Park looking for his first hit. He's driven in three runs in the first three games. Left-handed batter. Ruiz takes about a four-step lead. And there's a drag bunt up the first base out. Off the mound to pick it up is Henley. He throws to first in time to get Park. And on the play, Ruiz gets down to second base. Give Park a sacrifice. It goes 1-3. Henley's throw was not a good throw. It's veering into the pathway of the runner Park. And Cabbage had to reach way to his left. And Statue of Liberty, that ball. One out, and here is Diaz. Diaz took a call third strike in the first inning, but now he's facing Henley for the second time. The pitch. He looks at a pitch low. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 stretch on the way. Breaking ball in a little high. 2-0 on Jordan Diaz, hitting 200 in the first few games of the year. Two runs batted in. Right-handed batter, wide open stance. Ruiz, great speed off a second. One out, nobody on. Top of the third, the game is tied at one. The pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike on Jordan Diaz. Here's the 2-1 on the way. Ruiz dancing way off the bag, so Henley wisely steps off, and now they've called Henley for a balk. Henley stepped off, but he committed a balk before he stepped off the rubber. So with that balk, Ruiz gets to third. The old story, speed never slumps. Pitch way outside. Good play by Salazar to prevent a wild pitch. It's now 3-1 on Diaz, and even though we're only in the third inning, the Sugarland Space Cowboys have elected to pull the infield in. The 3-1 to Diaz. He swings and grounds it foul between the on-deck area and the third base dugout. Bat boy runs it down, 3-2. So Cabbage, the first baseman, Wagner, the second baseman, in tight on the right side. Wagner pinching toward the bag a little bit. Shortstop Bastidas in tight near the edge of the grass. Whitcomb at third is about even with the bag. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Jordan Diaz. Breaking ball, chopped to third. The throw comes to the plate. Ruiz is tagged out. On the fielder's choice, it goes 5-2. Well, generally, with the infield in and one out, the runner from third is going to go on contact, and that's what happened. And Ruiz thrown out at home by Shea Whitcomb. Fielder's choice again, 5-2. Whitcomb to the catcher, Salazar. Ruiz is out. Two outs. Diaz safe at first. And the batter, Tyler Soderstrom, who homered to center, to provide the Aviators with their run in the second, and this game is tied at one. Stretch by Henley, and his pitch. Fastball, little inside, ball one, 1-0. The Oakland A's rookie record for steals, which was, as I said, broken by Ruiz. If you know who held that before him, you're really good. Sliders outside, 2-0. Mitchell Page, all the way back to 1977, stole 42. But Mitchell Page picked the wrong year to be a rookie. He would have been rookie of the year, but a guy named Eddie Murray was a rookie that year, and he won it for the Orioles. There's a line drive caught by the second baseman, Wagner. Boy, Soderstrom looks really disappointed, and you can't blame him. He got a hanging breaking ball, hit a hard line drive, and Wagner jumped up to grab it, and that's the inning. For the Las Vegas Aviators in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And at the end of 2.5, the game is tied at one.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between Dollar Loan Center's locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
PowerShift by NV Energy is all about taking savings to the next level. Check it out. These products and services save energy and money. There are discounts and rebates on energy-efficient devices and free smart thermostats. Take savings to the next level at nvenergy.com/PowerShift. PowerShift by NV Energy. This is what we do.
Welcome on back to the bottom of the third. The game is tied at one. Sugarland getting a first-inning home run from their leadoff man, Quincy Hamilton. And the Aviators answering with a run in the second on a home run to center by their power-hitting first baseman and oftentimes catcher, Tyler Soderstrom. So Soderstrom has homered and lined out and made a fine defensive play. And so now, Sugarland, bottom of the third, coming up against Osvaldo Beto, the former Pirate. Jesus Bastidas takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Bastidas, if you just look at him, it doesn't look like he belongs out there. Only 5'8", 145 pounds. He weighs less than your friendly neighborhood radio broadcaster. Pitches outside 1-1. But your friendly neighborhood radio broadcaster couldn't have driven in four runs last night as Bastidas did help them win. There's a drive to right, angling to his right to make a knee-high catch, leaning over, bending at the waist to do so. Hoy Park. Nice play by Park on that sinking line drive. One out for Hamilton. Quincy Hamilton, homer to right. He's coming up again. Well, big good things can come in small packages, and Bastidas delivered yesterday. Despite being 5'8", 145, is a strike in its 0-1. I mean, that's small for a place kicker. One strike on Hamilton, and now Beto adjusts the ball in his glove, turns and delivers. Change up is a little outside. One ball and one strike on Quincy Hamilton. Now the pitch. Fastball, that zips in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes the count on Quincy Hamilton. Hamilton, born in Centerville, Ohio, went to Wright State. Pitches a called third strike at the knees toward the outside. Hamilton looks a little bit disapproving of the call as he walks away. Second strikeout for Osvaldo Beto. Two outs in the Sugarland third, and the batter's Joey Loperfido grounded out to second and was thrown out despite the fact that Jordan Diaz juggled the ball. And there's a strike, 0-1 on Loperfido. Loperfido 0-7 in the series, as I mentioned. Six times he struck out last night. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 0-2. So a tough day at the office, but it's a brand new day. 0-2 on Loperfido. I mean, Loperfido's first few games of the year, you talk about the ups and downs of being an athlete. Fastball, he tried to check his swing, and apparently he did. They appeal at third, and James Jean says no swing. Pitch was up around the shoulders. 1-2 on Loperfido. Beto to Loperfido. And there's a changeup, swung on and missed, strike three. So that is the third strikeout for Beto. And in this series, Loperfido is 0-8 with seven strikeouts. 1-2-3 go the Sugarland Space Cowboys. We played three, and the game is tied at one.
With the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa, your cashback rewards will soar with every purchase at Las Vegas Ballpark. Soar, like the aviator buzzing across the sky in his jetpack. Or soar, like a home run flying over the wall. Or soar, like the volume of the crowd singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Use your X5 Visa at the game and everywhere else and watch your rewards soar. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. STN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Steiners, the Nevada-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming the Steiners Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiners, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiners, I love this place.
Welcome back again, friends. We're now in the fourth inning of a 1-1 game. Carlos Perez leading off against Blair Henley. And the pitch is a little bit low, ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Carlos Eduardo Perez Alvarez goes by Carlos Perez. 33 years old, 1-0 away. And that one comes in the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Perez struck out swinging his first time up. originally signed by the Blue Jays way back in 2008. Here's the 1-1 on the way. And a fastball inside corner. He swings and doesn't get it. It is 1-2. Toronto, Astros, Angels, Braves, Texas Rangers, Orioles, Oakland, the Rockies, and his second stint with Oakland, Carlos Perez. He has made the rounds. Pitches low. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes on Perez. Drew Lugbauer on deck, and then Daz Cameron. We're in the top of the fourth inning of a 1-1 game. Game two of a six-game series. A lot of school kids here today in Sugarland. The 2-2 on the way now. Breaking ball foul back on the ground and a slider. Still two balls and two strikes. March of last year, Perez had signed with Acereros de Monclovia of the Mexican League, but then 3 days later signed a minor league deal to come back to the Oakland organization. Breaking ball is inside. It's 3-2. March 30th last year, he had his contract chosen after making the opening day roster. So you talk about being on a roller coaster. Here's a 3-2. High fly ball to right center, playable. Lo Perfido and Leon, the center fielder, Lo Perfido lopes over and makes the catch. One out for Drew Lugbauer. I mean, he went from signing with a Mexican League team to going to the big leagues within 2 weeks. So now, here is Drew Lugbauer, who drew a walk his first time up. Big Drew, left-handed hitting DH, who can play first. In a pinch, he can also play third, and they can put him in left field if need be. And the pitch is a strike 0-1. Lugbauer also has done some catching. So the Aviators now have Carlos Perez and Tyler Soderstrom on the active roster. Here's the 0-1 to Lugbauer. A drive hit to deep left field. Going back, Hamilton looking up, and it's gone. A home run to straightaway left field. Drew Lugbauer goes the opposite way for his first home run of the year. Las Vegas grabs a 3-1 lead here in the fourth inning. 2-1. Correction, 2-1. Lugbauer got a pitch out away from him, extended his arms, went right with the pitch, and drove it over the fence in straightaway left field. But for Lugbauer, that type of thing is nothing new. He hit 25 home runs between AA and AAA last year in the Atlanta system, and that's where he earned the nickname Slugbauer. Here's the pitch to Daz Cameron. He takes a strike 0-1. So the Aviators have solo home runs from Soderstrom, his second of the year, Lugbauer, his first, and now they lead 2-1. Cameron tried to check his swing and struck out his first time up. He takes a strike on the outside corner, and it is 0-2. Brett Harris, the on-deck hitter. Las Vegas now, each team has two hits. Ground ball up the middle, diving effort picked up by Bastidas, who gets him and throws wide to first. Cabbage has to scramble to his right to backhand that ball, and it's an infield hit for Daz Cameron. Good effort by Bastidas to dive to his left and stop the ball, but even an on-target throw probably wouldn't have had Cameron, who runs well. But nevertheless, a great effort by Bastidas. The one-out single brings up Brett Harris now. Aviators third baseman Harris walked his first time up. Cameron takes an aggressive lead off first. He goes. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second base. He is safe. Strong throw by Salazar and a quick release. The ball was maybe a couple of inches to the third base side of second. Close. Second baseman Wagner grabbed the throw and slapped the tag on Cameron. But Cameron had a running jump and a big lead. That's why he was in there. A strike on Harris. Here's the pitch. Harris swings and chops that one foul behind the plate. And he's behind 0-2. Two strikes on Brett Harris. Max Muncy on deck. One on, one out, fourth inning. And the game with a 2-1 lead for Las Vegas. Breaking ball, lined in the center. That's going to sit for a base hit. Lo Perfido picks it up. Here comes Cameron around third. He is going to score on a single by Harris. And Las Vegas now leads 3-1. They manufacture a run after the home run by Lugbauer. Cameron, the infield hit, stole second, and he motors home on the base hit by Harris. To now, the batter's Max Muncy, who struck out looking his first time up. Time called. There's going to be a mound visit now. Pitching coach Thomas Whitsitt out to try to settle Blair Henley down. In the inning, Perez flied out. Then Lugbauer homered to left. Opposite field home run to break the 1-1 tie. Lugbauer's first of the year. Cameron with the infield hit, stole second, and scored on the base hit by Harris. For Cameron, his second steal of the year, he's 2-for-2. The Aviators as a team are 4-for-4. The other players with steals so far, Max Muncy and Max Schumann, who's not playing in this game, each with one. And now Cameron's got two. Now Muncy in the box. The pitch. That's down the middle for a strike, 0-1. For Brett Harris, it's his second RBI of the season. And he's now 2-for-10 at the plate in the early going. Righty on righty, Muncy at 364. Throw to first, and Harris dives back in there. The Daz Cameron can run. Last year at Norfolk, he stole 23 bases, caught six times. He's always had a good percentage. Year before Toledo, he stole 19 out of 23. Here's the 0-1 on the way to Muncy. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. Good slider. Two strikes on Muncy. On base five times yesterday, 3-for-3, and twice got hit by a pitch. Single and a double. Two singles and a double. Stole a base. Scored twice and drove in one run. But he's down two strikes. Harris a modest lead at first. And Henley from the belt, the pitch. Slider. High pop-up. Behind the plate, catcher Salazar backs up and makes the catch. Just outside the left-handed batter's box in foul ground. So he got ahead of Muncy 0-2. And got him to foul out to Salazar, his battery mate. Now Henley will face Esturi Ruiz. Ruiz has struck out and walked. He swings and misses strike one. When he walked in the third, he was sacrificed to second by Hoy Park, was balked to third by Henley, and was thrown out trying to score on a ground ball to third by Jordan Diaz with the infield in. Harris at first, two down. The stretch and the pitch. Slider chased and fouled out of the mitt of Salazar. Strike two. 0-2 on Ruiz. Ruiz got seven at-bats the early part of this year with the Athletics going 3-for-7. They had to make room on the roster for a new acquisition, so he's sent here. Last year, he got in a full year with the Athletics, 254, 5 homers, 47 batted in, and I mentioned the 67 steals, caught 13 times. Here's the 0-2 to Ruiz now. Breaking ball, swung on and missed strike three. He went down on one knee. That's one of the best sliders that Henley has thrown. Diving action. Five strikeouts for Henley. The inning is over, but the Aviators break the 1-1 tie. Home run by Lugbauer, RBI single by Harris, driving in Cameron. Two runs, three hits, no errors, one left. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning in the score. Las Vegas 3, Sugar Land 1.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Hey, John.
Yes, Steph?
It's Tuesday, and we're still selling lots of cars.
Of course we sell lots of cars. At Findlay Toyota, we make purchasing a car super easy. From the moment the customer arrives, they are greeted by our amazing staff. Or if it's service they need, one of our top-notch service specialists will take over and manage their repair from start to finish in our state-of-the-art facility. Also here at Findlay Toyota.
Yeah. Of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. STN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hey, we're back. Bottom of the fourth. The Aviators lead 3-1. Osvaldo Bidos. Change up slips in there for a strike to Will Wagner. 0-1. Wagner flat out to the warning track and left. He's batting third in the order. Left-handed hitting second baseman. Fastball foul back out of play. 0-2. Will Wagner is the son of seven-time All-Star reliever Billy Wagner. And his son Will, batting now, has gone from an unheralded 18th round pick to one of the better performers around. There's a ground ball through in the left center. It deflected off of Muncy. Goes out on the left where Cameron picks it up and fires it back in. Wagner safe at first. Sharply hit ground ball. Muncy went to his right, and the ball got through. Here's Trey Cabbage now. Wagner had to have wrist surgery, so he missed part of last year with that, but they love his bat. Here is Trey Cabbage. Wagner off first, held on by Soderstrom. He goes. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second by Perez. It bounces off the glove of Muncy. Racing to shallow center to grab it is Diaz. And Wagner steals second base. So Wagner, with a base hit, is now at second base on the steal. They've got an error up on the board. Sugarland was charged with an error. There's a high drive to deep right field, and Hoy Park now there waiting, and he makes the catch. Wynn playing some tricks with it. Wagner tags and goes to third. So Wagner's at third with one out. Cabbage just missed that one. And Wagner's at third with one out, and the batter's Shea Whitcomb. I'm not sure who would have been charged with an error. One thing was that Daz Cameron ground ball, and Bastidas, there's a swing and a miss, strike one. Bastidas had to go diving to his left with an all-out dive. He was face first on the dirt just to stop the ball, and got up and threw wide of first, but boy, if that's an error, that is one tough error, I'll tell you that. The 0-1, that's outside, 1-1. We'll see. Wagner, third, one gone. Whitcomb, the batter, the right-handed hitting third baseman, hitting fifth for Sugarland, struck out swinging in the first. The pitch, breaking ball, up and in ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Tomorrow, back to evening action, or afternoon action, if you're in Las Vegas with a time difference. 4:35 first pitch Pacific time tomorrow. 4:20 pregame show for game three of this series. The 2-1 swing and a miss. 2-2 on Shea Whitcomb hitting .267 in the early part of the year with a home run. He's knocked in five runs already. On base four times last night. Scored three times. 2-2. Lefty Jack O'Loughlin, who pitched once in relief for Las Vegas at home against Reno, will get his first start against righty Spencer Arrighetti, Albuquerque native. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Good pitch by Beto. He elevated that fastball just below the letters and got Whitcomb to chase it. Whitcomb out on strikes for the second time. Two outs with Wagner at third and the batter Pedro Leon. Four strikeouts for Beto. Leon flat out to center, a little pop fly to shallow center, leading off the second, and he's up again. Hitting .385 in the first few games of the season. No homers, three batted in. Wagner at third, two down. And as a pitch swung on and tipped into the mid of Perez, strike one, 0-1. Through 3 2/3, Beto has given up one run on three hits. He's walked one, struck out four. Here's the pitch. That's in the dirt. Good save there by Perez, blocking that thing that went about 58 feet toward the plate. 1-1. That'll be game three. The rest of the games are night games until the Sunday matinee to close out this series and the road trip. And the Aviators will head back to Las Vegas after that for their next homestand. Here's the 1-1 to Leon. Line drive in a left field. That is a base hit. In to score is Wagner. The ball picked up by Cameron, who gets it back in. And the Aviators' lead is cut to 3-2 on a two-out run-scoring single by Pedro Leon. And the batter, Cesar Salazar, a little blooper in the center for a base hit. and then was taken off the bases on the double play ground ball by Stubbs. Fastball up and in. Ball one on Salazar. Three-two Las Vegas, bottom of the fourth. Beto looks over his shoulder, throws to first, and scrambling back in there is Pedro Leon. Well, the Ted Weins trivia question for you coming up in a little bit here. And Beto, a glance at first. Leon leads off the bag with his knees bent. He bluffs, and the pitch is down low. Change up. Two balls and no strikes on Salazar, hitting 286. Three catchers listed in the Sugarland roster. Stubbs, who caught last night and is DHing today. Salazar in there today behind the plate. And Luke Berryhill. Fastball way up high, straightening up Perez. 3-0. On deck, C.J. Stubbs. Beto squinting in, now set. Leon, a shorter lead at first with a 3-0 count. And the pitch is a strike, taking all the way with Salazar. And it's now three balls and one strike on Cesar Salazar. 2-for-7 in his first seven at-bats of the season. Beto, wearing number 26, set at the belt. Tall righty ready. The 3-1 coming. The runner goes. The pitch. Swung on and pull foul outside first, hits off the tarp and rolls down toward the right field chalk. 3-2. So Leon running on the 3-1, and of course he'll be running on the 3-2 with two outs. Full count. A right-hander is throwing in the Sugarland bullpen. There goes the runner on the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Good 3-2 changeup. One of the best pitches that Beto has thrown in this game. That ends the inning. That's his fifth strikeout. Sugarland collects one to make it close. One run in the inning on two hits. No errors and one left. And at the end of four, Aviators 3, Sugarland 2.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When Truly Nolan is on the chase, what do you know? You know they're faster than a speeding cockroach, able to leap into spaces where only spiders hide. You know they're smarter than conniving ants and more nimble than a swarm of mosquitoes. You know whatever they're after, they'll get the job done right. Because when Truly Nolan is in hot pursuit, you know there's no escape. Schedule your free estimate today and get $50 off pest control by going to trulynolan.com or call us at 800-GO-TRULY.
Sugarland. After four, Las Vegas leads the Space Cowboys 3-2, and Blair Henley still in there pitching, although again there is a righty throwing in the Sugarland bullpen, so this might be his last inning, assuming he gets through the inning. All right. So, Aviators are the 2-3 and 4 hitters coming up. Hoy Park, Jordan Diaz, and Tyler Soderstrom. Ted Weins trivia question. We'll have to do with degrees of separation. Let's put it that way. I'll tell you more about it in a moment. But first, here's Park, who's grounded a short and laid down a sacrifice bunt. He is 0-for-1. Here's the pitch. Nope. A pitch clock violation. Let's see. Dylan Wilson waved his arms and indicated ball one. A pitch clock violation on Blair Henley. So without throwing a pitch, it's 1-0. And there's a breaking ball in low, ball two. 2-0 on Hoi Park from Seoul, South Korea. Talking with him today before the game about some of the places he's been. He's been quite a few places in his career. Fastball's high. 3-0. Yankee organization had him first. The time at Double-A Trenton, Triple-A Scranton. He liked Scranton a lot. Trenton, he said, yeah, you got to watch it. It was really dangerous around the ballpark. Pitches inside, ball four. And that leadoff walk will bring up Jordan Diaz. Fourth walk issued by Henley. Diaz has struck out and hit into a fielder's choice. He is 0-for-2. Park is a threat to go. Last year, for the Braves AAA team at Gwinnett, he stole 17 bases and was only caught twice. In fact, one year at Indianapolis, he was 14-for-14. Ground ball to short. They go to second for one on to first. Double play. That's an easy room service 6-4-3 double play. Bastidas to Wagner to Cabbage. Two outs for Soderstrom, who was homered and lined out to second. Las Vegas leading 3-2. Well, I checked between innings, and they did give, incredibly, they gave Jesus Bastidas an error on the ball hit by Cameron, despite the fact that it took an acrobatic diving stop just to get the ball. And it's likely that a good throw wouldn't have had him anyway, but for now, it's an error. Pitches a breaking ball outside, ball one to Soderstrom. Soderstrom in this game is homered and lined out, as I said, and if he reaches, Carlos Perez will be next. Here's the 1-0 on the way. And there's a bounding ball up the first baseline. Right at the line, grabbed on the forehand side by Cabbage. He steps on the bag to complete the inning, and that's it. So Henley walks around the leadoff walk by Park because of a double play and a ground out. The Aviators are gone in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And we've got half a game in the books through 4.5. Las Vegas 3 and Sugarland 2.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. At Great Clips, we save your haircut details and clip notes, so every member of the highly skilled team knows exactly how to create your signature look. And with our easy-to-use app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. It's the confidence of a great haircut delivered by a team you trust. Download our app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Premium checking from America First Credit Union is so much more than a regular checking account. It's a saves you money, makes life easier, always has your back account, because it's absolutely loaded with fantastic benefits and features. In fact, it comes stocked with so much awesome stuff. It was voted best perks by money.com. So make sure you're rocking more than a checking account. Head to America First and apply for the exclusive protection, perks, and paybacks of premium checking today. Subject to membership eligibility and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Constellation Field, just outside of Houston in Sugarland, Texas. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning, game two of a six-game series. Sugarland won a what they call a wild and woolly affair last night, 12-11. Swing and a miss, strike one. Today, so far, a bit more of a civilized contest. C.J. Stubbs hit into a double play in the second inning, his first time up. He leads off the fifth, takes a breaking ball for a strike. Ball popped out of the mitt of Perez, but it's an 0-2 count on C.J. Stubbs. Stubbs hit a ground ball at the bag with a runner at first and one out. Second baseman Jordan Diaz picked the ball up and stepped on the bag, threw to first to try to complete the double play. There's a slider swung on a miss, strike three. Beto's got the slider working now. One out for Bastidas. Diaz's throw was off target, way to the home plate side of first base, and Tyler Soderstrom went lunging to his left to catch the ball and apply the sweep tag on Stubbs going by. Best defensive play made by the Aviators in this game. Here's Bastidas, who lined out to right his first time up. And the pitch. That breaking ball's down low, ball one, 1-0. Base is empty, one gone, bottom of the fifth. Beto kicks, and here he comes. Fastball strike on the outside corner. Good pitch. 1-1. Well, pretty much, Beto's been as advertised. Our pregame guest, one of the Aviators pitching coaches, Bronswell Patrick, is a fly ball hit to left field. Right there is Cameron. He has it lined up, and he only has to move in two steps to put it away. Two down to the bottom of the fifth, and Quincy Hamilton comes up. You heard Bronswell Patrick talking about how Beto's one thing about him. He's going to throw strikes, and through four and two-thirds, he's pretty well done that. He has walked one. He has struck out six. And he's got a 3-2 lead. Pitches ball one to Hamilton, who has homered and struck out looking in this game. Base is empty, two gone in the bottom of the fifth. Beto turns on the rubber and delivers. And that pitch is a sinking fastball that gets in there for a strike. 1-1 on Quincy Hamilton, Ohio native. Back in with a 1-1 count. Infield straight up, the outfield straight away as well. The pitch. Fastball inside, ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Joey Loperfido is on deck. And Perez sets up, offers a low target, and the slider's outside, 3-1 on Hamilton. Beto, feet together on the rubber, rocks and delivers. The 3-1, high foul off to the left, sailing back out of play, and the count fills up at three balls and two strikes. Beto with a new ball, looks down the barrel, nods yes, turns and deals. There's a fly ball in left field toward the line. Cameron angles over and moves back and puts it away. It is a 1-2-3 fifth inning as Beto continues to look solid in his first game for the Aviators. We head to the sixth inning in Sugarland. Las Vegas 3, the Space Cowboys 2.
The Land Rover Defender story began with the simple thought to create an exceptionally capable off-road vehicle. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, General Manager of Land Rover Las Vegas. Today, the Defender builds on a legacy of over 70 years of manufacturing one of the most recognizable and respected vehicles on the planet. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. SDN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. SDN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Premium checking from America First Credit Union is so much more than a regular checking account. It's a saves you money, makes life easier, always has your back account, because it's absolutely loaded with fantastic benefits and features. In fact, it comes stocked with so much awesome stuff. It was voted best perks by money.com. So make sure you're rocking more than a checking account. Head to America First and apply for the exclusive protection, perks, and paybacks of premium checking today. Subject to membership eligibility and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
For the sixth inning, Russ Langer with you. As the Aviators try to get their first win, they are 0-3 coming in after losing the one-run game last night, 12-11. And they're going to try to extend their lead against a new pitcher. Blair Henley, the starter, gone after five innings. He goes out trailing 3-2, but did a respectable job of keeping his team in the game. The new pitcher making his first appearance in this series, right-hander Connor Green, number 41. Green will be 29 tomorrow, birthday tomorrow. Fastball, low ball, one to Carlos Perez. 6'4", 195 pounds, from Santa Monica. Pitched in Mexico last year, did Connor Green. And here's the 1-0 to Perez, who struck out and flied out against Henley. The right-hander Green deals a strike. One ball and one strike is the count. Henley went five innings, allowed three runs earned. Perez hits a ground on the third baseline, grabbed by Whitcomb, who stumbles and throws a one-hopper to Cabbage in time for the out. Good play by Whitcomb to get that ball. He had a lunge to his right on a ball hit near the bag. Grabbed it, stumbled momentarily, straightened up and threw a one-hopper to Cabbage, who was able to dig it out on one bounce. Nice play. One out, and a batter, Drew Lugbauer. Henley, again, five innings, three runs earned. Right now, three hits, but they might reconsider that ball that Cameron hit that was scored in error, but it was a very tough play for Bastidas. Swing and a miss, strike one on Lugbauer, but for now, three hits. He issued four walks. Pitch bounces away, one and one. And he ended up with six strikeouts. Goes out trailing. 3-2. Lugbauer has walked and homered. Now facing Connor Green for the first time. The pitch. Good changeup. Swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes. Daz Cameron is on deck. And that one missed down low. Ball two. 2-2. Green was drafted 11 years ago, back in 2013, by Toronto in the seventh round out of Santa Monica High School. He got as high as double A before he moved over to the Cardinal organization, and then Kansas City. He was in Omaha in this league in 2019 and double A Northwest Arkansas. Baltimore had him in 2021 at triple A and briefly in the big leagues. There's a called third strike. Lugbauer can't believe the call toward the outside corner, but he's out. First strikeout for Green. Lugbauer retired for the first time. He had walked in homered previously. And the batter, Daz Cameron. He also had a couple of games in the big leagues with the Dodgers in 2021. 2022 at Norfolk, he went 18 and two-thirds innings and was racked for an ERA of over 10. Baltimore's Triple-A team. And that was it for him. There's a strike to Cameron, who has struck out and hit that ground ball that, for the moment, charged Jesus Bastidas, charged with an error, though he made a diving stop and a desperate throw and didn't get him. Fastball foul back 0-2. So we will see if they reconsider that call, but right now it's an error. Green, again, I mentioned he's from Santa Monica, and good-looking fellow. He's actually modeled since childhood, has dabbled in acting with a couple of brief appearances in Anger Management, the sitcom with Charlie Sheen. Pitch missing, and it's 1-2 now on Cameron. He made enough acting appearances to have his own IMDb page, and he was eligible for a Screen Actors Guild card. There's a drive in a right center for a base hit, so Cameron leaves no doubt with that base hit. And really should be 2-for-3, but for the moment, he's 1-for-3 with a steal and a run scored. He might be running now. Las Vegas leading 3-2 in the sixth. Here's Harris against Henley. He walked and singled in a run, 1-for-1. But as Green said, never mind acting. I'm all baseball now. Give up modeling. And the pitch is a strike, 0-1. He had a personal connection with Charlie Sheen. Who was a former coach of Green's at Santa Monica High. He's a lifelong friend of his. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 0-2. And Charlie Sheen, for his part, former Santa Monica pitcher and shortstop. Baseball movie fans know him, of course. Pitch in the dirt. picked up by Salazar. Throw to second base, not in time. Most likely that'll be a wild pitch. You get Cameron to second base, and Harris still at the plate. Charlie Sheen was Rick Wildthing Vaughn in the movie Major League.